You can download our program segments and take them along with you.
Don't leave home without them.
It's Artie on the go.
Oh,
There's a new LP from Cher in November of 87, and Dire Straits' Martin Knopfler releases a soundtrack album from The Princess Bride. Paul McCartney hits the stores with his compilation LP, All the Best, and his 40th single goes on sale, a song being introduced on his Best Of LP.
Thank you.
Artie's Time Warp, pop music with a twist of history.
In November of 87, unknown perpetrators hijacked the signals of WGN TV Channel 9 Chicago for about 20 seconds and WTTW Channel 11 for about a minute and a half. WBBM TV Channel 2's Bill Curtis reports.
Another one is on tonight, this one for the video pirates who managed to scramble Chicago airwaves. The pirates interrupted WGN and WTTW programming with a show of their own. Our Mike Kirsch has more.
Channel 11's Doctor Who was unexpectedly knocked off the TV screen last night by a broadcast pirate disguised as Max Headroom. The wacky and at times perverse TV surprise came shortly after 11 o'clock, lasting about a minute and a half. The same thing happened at WGN's 9 o'clock news broadcast earlier in the evening.
Someone wants to get into your house, they can find a way to do that. And I guess likewise, if someone wants to interfere with your signal, they can find a way to do that.
The FCC says the pirates were able to use stronger microwave signals to override the television signals which are transmitted from the Hancock and Sears towers. Mike Kirsch, the 10 o'clock news.
The FCC says or warns that should the pirates try it again, It will only make it easier for the FCC to track them down.
The strange broadcast with the man in the Max Headroom mask features him being spanked, bare bottom and all, in a scene which may not be appropriate for all audiences, but is family-friendly enough here on the radio. It's November of 87, and Artie's Time Warp will continue after these messages from our sponsors.